The Western fire danger ranges from very high to extreme.
Any fires that break out have a dangerous possibility.
Watch that storm in the Caribbean.
Antal has regained tropical storm strength.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Things are bad now with wildfires that have burned nearly 600,000 acres, but they could get worse. Interior Secretary Gail Norton says there is the risk of a catastrophic fire in the forests of the Pacific Northwest.
We have the second driest year in the last 100 years. It is an extreme drought condition, and any fires that break out have a dangerous possibility.
1,000 Marines and Army soldiers are being sent into the battle, along with military planes and helicopters. Choppers are also being borrowed from Canada. CBS News reporter Stephen Kaufman reports on the situation near Leavenworth, Washington.
800 people are involved with the suppression of a wildfire that's producing so much smoke that the foothills of the Cascades are barely visible. And below that smoke are 18 houses evacuated several days ago. Fire Information Officer Greg Thayer says every one of those houses has a crew standing guard.
If the fire gets closer, there's a lot of firework that can be done before they have to pull out. And they can foam the houses just before they leave, too.
And just beyond those 18 houses are 100 more whose owners have been put on notice. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, at the fire camp, Leavenworth, Washington.
Now this.
Daddy, where do clouds come from?
Well, clouds are in the sky, so they're
Daddy,
up there.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
where did Mommy go? Did she go somewhere?
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Where does DirecTV come from?
Oh, it comes from Circuit City, sweetie. Sit down, I'll tell you all about it.
We know how you feel about electronics, and that's why we're here. Circuit City, we're with you.
And DVDs come from Circuit City?
That's right.
It's so easy to pack and ship at mailboxes, etc. Because big or small, we ship it all.
School books, stereos, microwaves, even clothes.
Sofas, tables, chairs, and your fragile dinnerware.
Whatever we ship, you'll always find it shows up in one piece. Peace of mind.
See one of 3,400 mailboxes, etc. centers. All franchise owned and operated.
Call 1-800-789-4MBE.
It's so easy.
It's so easy to earn double American Express membership rewards points when you use your American Express card now through October at mailboxes, etc. Terms and conditions apply.
In the southern Caribbean, Chantal has gotten reorganized as a tropical storm with winds back up to 40 miles per hour. As it moves west, Robert Moyata at the National Hurricane Center says Chantal has the potential to become a dangerous hurricane, but is not likely to threaten the U.S. Atlantic coast.
Right now, a forecast has it staying over the Caribbean for the next 3 days, which means that, you know, if that track does hold, the threat for the East Coast is minimized.
A hurricane watch has been posted in Jamaica. Chantal is expected to pass just south of the island over the weekend. Health officials in Atlanta confirmed that a woman who died there last Saturday was killed by the West Nile virus, the first West Nile death reported outside the Northeast. The mosquito-borne virus has killed 9 people in New York and New Jersey since 1999. Air travel may be getting better. A report from the Transportation Department says flight delays are down by more than 10 percentage points this summer. Part of the reason, says David Stempler of the Air Travelers Association, is more realistic scheduling.
The airlines tell me they're trying to accurately schedule the flights to reflect the fact that on a daily basis, many of their flights are delayed. So instead of showing late flights all the time, this will enable passengers to know when the planes are actually going to arrive at the gate.
It also helps that passenger volume is down, and in general, the weather's been better than it was last year, which was the worst in history for airline delays. Foiled again, Steve Fawcett, making his fifth attempt at a solo balloon flight around the world, was forced to land on a Brazilian cattle ranch after passing through what he describes as a minefield of thunderstorms. He's not sure there'll be a next time.
It would just be really tough to put together 100% effort like that again.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult flight. I mean, the conditions up there were really difficult. And I wouldn't speculate as to whether or not I'd be willing to make another try.
Fawcett did set a duration record, 12 days, 13 hours aloft. Tiger Woods, rated the best golfer in the world, barely made the cut today at the PGA Championship. After struggling much of the day, he sank two long birdie putts to finish at par. A federal appeals court in San Francisco says no to Ted Kaczynski rejecting the Unabomber's bid for a new trial. Kaczynski pleaded guilty in 1998. A federal appeals court in Washington has turned down Microsoft's request for a delay in its antitrust case. This clears the way for a judge to decide the penalty, but Microsoft continues to hope the Supreme Court will intervene. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hello, welcome back to Cable Talk, the show dedicated to people's problems with the cable company. Our next caller is Donald. Donald, tell us about your problem with the cable company.
Yeah, hi, am I on?
Go ahead.
I'm kind of having a romantic problem, actually.
With the cable company?
See, my girlfriend thinks I'm cheap, so I forked over the big bucks and got cable just to prove her wrong.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I casually left a bill lying around, you know, to impress her.
Yeah, and how did that work out?
Not too good. She saw how much I'm paying the cable company, and now she just thinks I'm stupid.
Think you might be paying too much for cable? Call Dish Network and get 117 channels for just $9 a month when you buy any system for $199 or more. It's just $9 a month for the first year for great channels like Disney, TNT, ESPN, and more. Plus, installation is free. Try getting that from your cable company. For the most TV for just $9 a month, Dish is it. Call 1-800-333-DISH or visit a participating Sears store. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice.
Command of the International Space Station formally shifted from a Russian to an American today. CBS News reporter Peter King has the story.
The new crew actually took charge Monday, but the formal ceremony was delayed because everyone was busy with their various jobs. Russian Commander Yuri Usachev.
And now it's time to pass station from our hand to your hand, from our mind to your mind, and from our heart to your heart. So Expedition 2, Expedition 3, accept the station from your hands to our hands.
American Commander Frank Culbertson and two Russian cosmonauts will stay aboard until December. Usachev and his American crewmates will return to Earth aboard Shuttle Discovery next week after 5 months in space. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Joseph Ellis, who admits he lied to students about his experiences in Vietnam, has been suspended for a year without pay by Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts. He's also been forced from his endowed chair at the school. The Boston Globe revealed 2 months ago that Ellis never went to Vietnam. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Uh-oh.
Is one of those phrases that moves a mom.
Ew, gross.
And
I'm telling.
Also work quickly, because following those phrases are situations that require full mom artillery. A bottle of Purell instant hand sanitizer, one squirt saves the day. Well, the hands anyway. For school, for the car, for...
Oh, Daddy, look what the kitty coughed up.
Just grab it and go. Purell kills 99.9% of germs, preparing you for...
Oh my gosh.
Anything. Purell instant hand sanitizer. Go with it.
I, Randy Fox, pledge allegiance to the roof, especially when I'm away on frequent business trips. So I use my Red Roof Inn Ready Card, because after about 10 stays, I get one night free. And as a result, I pledge that Red Roof Inn will be the only hotel I frequent.
Join the Red Roof Inn Ready Card loyalty program and find even more reasons to come back to the roof. You'll get faster reservations and express check-in, and there's no faster way to earn a free night stay. For reservations, call 800-RED-ROOF.
Free night after 10 nights, based upon average paid rate of $50 per night.
Another bad day for stocks. The Dow down 151, the NASDAQ down 63. The cadence of drums set the tone for a ceremony today at Arlington National Cemetery, where the remains of 13 Marines were buried 59 years after they died. The men were killed during an attack on the Japanese in the South Pacific. Dwayne Paulson survived the raid, and the return of the remains gives him a sense of closure.
Well, we have them back. The Marines aren't supposed to leave wounded or dead buddies. We're supposed to take them with us.
A U.S. military search team found the remains after meeting up with a local man who'd helped bury the Marines as a boy. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, August 17th, 2001. Produced by Greg Armstrong. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.